From KUOW Seattle, this is The Record with Steve Scher. I'm Marcy Silman. Here's something that might surprise you. The city of Bellevue is more racially diverse than Seattle. Seattle Times news librarian Gene Balk crunched the numbers. He found that if you randomly select two people from Bellevue and two from Seattle, the chances are greater that the Bellevue pair would be of different races. To get a little more context on this, we called up Kevin Henry. He's the diversity coordinator for the city of Bellevue. Henry says for a long time now, people have had misconceptions about Bellevue.
It takes a while for stereotypes to die. I mean, I think of other cities, other places, all kinds of different things where people, you know, still think a city is the same way it was 30 years ago, or a particular restaurant might be the same way it was 5 years ago. I just think it takes, in general, for people to reprogram themselves to perceive something differently. It just takes time, and it takes reinforcement, I think, over time. The other thing is, I think that when the media tends to do things on Bellevue, generally speaking, they focus on the more opulent downtown Bellevue Square area and what's going on there, which is fine. But I think that some people might assume that's all there is to Bellevue. So when I say Bellevue to people, a lot of times when I'm outside of Bellevue speaking to groups and things, they immediately go to Bell Square in downtown, and they don't think that there's an entire city that's east of the 405.
What are some of the reasons that Bellevue has been changing so much in the past decade?
Well, I think the high-tech industry has drawn a lot of people, especially from Asian cultures, from East Indians, Japanese, Chinese, to work in the high-tech industries, as well as some of the other tech companies on the east side. I also think there's been a pattern that we've seen where somebody will come from a country and then bring their entire family over time.
And you're talking about extended family.
Extended family. So quite often what we see in Bellevue is we see apartment complexes and we see families of 6 and 7, 8 people all living in maybe a 3-bedroom apartment because they've gradually migrated to the city over time, over really more specifically the last 10 years, I would say.
So you're saying immigration has played a big role.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, another thing that I think draws people and immigrants to the area is the wonderful school system that's highly rated, as well as the general atmosphere, cleanliness, accessibility, park systems. There's a lot of reasons why I think people wind up making their home here.
I'm talking with Kevin Henry. He's diversity coordinator for the city of Bellevue. And so as diversity coordinator, what's your role in all of this?
Well, my role is, one time somebody described me as a sociological traffic cop, and I kind of stand and direct people and connect people. One of the things that's one of my primary goals is to work internally with the other departments in the city so that we can do a better job in increasing our outreach as well as our ability to serve our growingly diverse population, as well as work with other nonprofits in order to help them do the same thing. Because what's happening quite often is you have a nonprofit or an agency who looks out the door and realizes that their consumers, customers, community is changing, but they don't necessarily feel totally comfortable in doing the outreach. So a lot of times what I do is put on events that bring people together. So there's lectures, there's panel discussions on diversity issues, there's workshops. There's other departments within the city as well that do cultural conversation, a series of workshops and get-togethers. That's our planning department. I work with our police department to do community conversations with police officers in order to build more of a foundation of trust between the police and the community. So I put on a lot of events. Sometimes they're arts-oriented. So we might have a cultural arts event in the mall over at Crossroads Shopping Center, or at one of our community centers in order to expose people to the different cultures in an entertaining but also in an educational way.
Kevin, I've heard that the Crossroads area is one of the places where a lot of different kinds of people are living. Is that one of the most ethnically and culturally diverse areas in the city? Or?
Well, absolutely. I think it's the number one ethnically diverse area in Bellevue. And it's funny because if you just go east on Northeast 8th and go into the Crossroads area, it's almost like you're in a different city. I mean, you can go to the Crossroads Shopping Center, for instance, and feel like you're in a mini United Nations. There's all kinds of different languages being spoken, people from different cultures, people meeting at the Crossroads Shopping Center in order to network between cultures. It's quite a drastic change when you just go east.
You mentioned that some of the high-tech companies have brought workers here. What are the fastest-growing ethnic groups in Bellevue?
Well, the fastest-growing group that we've seen demographically is the Asian Pacific Islander group, which encompasses Chinese, Japanese, East Indian, Korean, Filipino, Hmong. That's up to about 30% now.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it's quite striking. And again, you know, people that don't live here or don't work here are surprised to find out about that change.
Ultimately, well, you certainly have the vantage point for this question. Ultimately, what does having a diverse population do for Bellevue, do you think?
Well, I think that it enhances people's lives on a more personal level, in that I think people, when you're exposed to different cultures and people with different perspectives and backgrounds, I think that that can only enhance your life and enlighten you on a personal level. On an economic level, we have a lot of people coming in who are starting businesses, who are part of the economic development of Bellevue. They have talents that need to be leveraged. They have perspectives that can add to our own perspective so that we can work together to make Bellevue kind of a beacon, so to speak, when it comes to a thriving city on both a social level as well as an economic level. I think that with that comes challenges sometimes, because people are forced out of their comfort zone a little bit. You know, when you're used to doing the same thing and talking to the same people all the time, and people come along speaking a different language or having a different viewpoint, that can be a little bit awkward at times. But what we're trying to do is set up a series of programs that make that more easier for people, so that they can truly enjoy the benefits and reap the benefits of the growing diversity of the city.
Kevin Henry is Diversity Coordinator for the City of Bellevue. You can read more about the subject in an article in today's Seattle Times written by news librarian Jean Bach. It's The Record.